Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative with another edition of our economic development focused radio program. As we begin each and every Saturday morning, I want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting. I also want to thank Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Chris, a longtime sponsor. Not only a sponsor, but Chris founded this program somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 or 20 years ago. And folks, we have a very special program for you today. I'm absolutely delighted to bring the new president of Morningside University into our studio. Chad Benson is a 1990 graduate of Morningside College, now university. He's the 14th president of the institution. Chad, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Chris, great to be here.
We're so delighted to have you, and I wish the viewers, or I wish the listeners were viewers, and they could see how sharp you look, because today you look like the president of a university. Either that or the CEO of a bank.
Well, today I feel like it, so yes. when you have the opportunity to dress up for you, I'm all in.
And I'm in a maroon quarter zip.
You look great, yeah.
Supporting the Morningside Mustangs.
Yeah.
I must confess, you know, years ago, we've been running this, not only Grow Siouxland, but a sister program called Positively Siouxland. We always share positive news. Years ago, and I think it was your women's basketball team, won the NAIA National Championship. And we recorded a Positively Siouxland message about how awesome this was for your institution and for the community. And when I recorded it, I called them the Morningside Chiefs. And the phone started to ring because they had made the conversion to the Mustangs. And I just said it without realizing it because I grew up in this town. I grew up watching Morningside compete in football and basketball and wrestling back in the day.
Yeah. So that would have probably taken you back to 23-24. I think they won two national championships back to back just as we had converted.
03-04.
So. That would have been right at the time we converted from the Chiefs to the Mustangs.
Yeah,
so.
It took a little while for that to sink in, and there's still some of us that are old enough that it's still every now and again, you know, we catch ourselves. But you are the new president of Morningside University. I know how important academics are. I know how important athletics with the Mustangs are. In the second half of the program, we're going to cover extensively your academics, your arts, your athletics, which all contribute to a well-rounded education for an individual. In the first half of the program, however, as we do every Saturday morning, Chad, I want to introduce you to our listening audience and to our Siouxland community. Obviously, you know an awful lot of people. You have ties to Morningside in this community. But for those who do not have familiarity with the new president of Morningside, tell us about where you grew up.
Yeah, so I grew up in Northwest Iowa in a little rural community called Aurelia. A community of about 1,150 students. My wife and I both grew up in Aurelia. And In Aurelia, the things that I really kind of appreciate coming from Northwest Iowa and the Midwest is, this whole resilience of community, relationships, and all the things that, growing up in the 70s and 80s was a really, really good time. Things were simple, lot of fun as it relates to a small town. So you
and I are age contemporaries. I believe you're a 90 graduate from Morningside, and I'm going to guess that you're an 86 graduate of Aurelia High School.
That is correct. Yeah.
So I'm an 85 Heelan grad, an 89 St. John's grad, and our high school experiences I think are probably quite similar. Although Sioux City is a little larger than Aurelia, but I think our college experiences were incredibly similar. You were a student athlete at a smaller school. I was a student athlete at a smaller school, and I think that it presents an absolutely invaluable value proposition to a young person. And we're going to talk about that. But tell us about what you did as a kid. Were you an athlete?
Yeah.
Were you a student? Were you all the above?
Yeah. So I spent most of my childhood in wrestling, football, golf, track. I think all the way through high school, I had kind of excelled in wrestling and football, and had been recruited quite a bit by Division II and some Division I schools. And
for both sports or one sport?
Primarily football.
Okay. And What'd you play?
I played linebacker.
Okay.
Yep. And so, through that process, I had really been not recruited very much at all by Morningside. And kind of late in the game, I was recruited by then defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt, and him and I had a chance to spend time looking at a lot of film, and I just really liked what Jim brought out in me in terms of the game, and that's how I ended up at Morningside. Jim offered a scholarship, and you know, I ended up at Morningside 40 years ago this fall.
Remarkable. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 on your FM dial. Our guest today is Chad Benson. Chad is the new president of Morningside University. And Chad, what did you study at Morningside?
I studied business and recreation management. So I spent the first kind of year and a half trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And then the last 2.5 years, like most students, kind of landing on this idea that I wanted to, I loved problem solving and I loved business. And that's kind of where my heart took me. So,
well, we know you were a good football player and, you know, you were able to take those talents to Morningside. What kind of student were you?
You know, I would say I was a slightly above average student. I was not one of those that really liked preparing for tests. I loved sitting in the classroom and learning. And but you know, I also was kind of a visionary of the things that I wanted to do. So my time there with Pamela Mickelson and Dr. Livermore gave me an opportunity to kind of envision what I wanted to do with my life. And so, you know, that set of relationships and those faculty members were absolutely instrumental in kind of my path.
Tell us a little bit about what your first job out of college was and what that career progression has looked like.
Yeah, so I had had the opportunity to go to work for Gateway, like so many did in Morningside at that time. And that was really, really invaluable for me. I started in sales, and throughout my 10 plus years there, I had an opportunity to work in marketing, advertising, operations, logistics. So it really gave me an opportunity to see how just business in general from different aspects ran. I got challenged in so many different ways, from large projects and different kinds of leadership aspects. And that, you know, is kind of like the magic in me finding Morningside, and then me finding a career that, you know, I really enjoyed and loved for the first 10 years of my working, you know, my career.
So you spent 10 years at Gateway.
I did.
And those were the years for just meteoric growth at that incredible company.
Yeah, I mean, they had just moved into the smaller facility out in North Sioux City. So, you know, the bigger buildings weren't even up at that point. So, yeah, it was a relatively small number of people. It was great because it was very entrepreneurial. There was no plan, right, as it related to, hey, this is what we know has happened in the past. We were creating everything on a daily basis. When it came to the direct, you know, the direct model and selling PCs direct.
So the first decade of your professional career was with Gateway. What came next?
I then went and had an equally interesting opportunity for 10 years with Capital One. So almost a very similar kind of out of the ground to explosive growth. I spent 10 years there. My first 2 years were really in strategy. You know, I had an opportunity to work on some really cool things internationally. So we were expanding over in the UK, and as well as helping on a number of different products that were being developed, and then spent the next 8 years in risk. So, you know, kind of a traditional bank side of the equation. So
let's talk about how your professional career led you back to your alma mater, first as the interim president and now today as the president of Morningside University.
Yeah, I think, you know, spending 35 years in industry, and, you know, I had always been somebody who loved big problems. So I was always assigned to things that seemed to be uninteresting to most, but very interesting to me in terms of solving them. And I think that shaped a kind of a unique perspective for me just as a learner, trying to figure out how things worked or why they weren't working. And and couple that with leadership, I always had a strong sense of relationship and being mentored and being a mentor. So I think those two things for me over the long run were pretty impactful in the overall equation of how when the board asked if I would come back and spend a couple years as interim, at first I was like, well, I don't really know that I know how to run a university. But I think the realization is running a university is a lot like running a business. So I think as you kind of step back and look at it, my career prepared me quite well in terms of just what I innately do well.
Of course, you have provosts and deans and VPs of academic affairs and a support system, but they really need a strong leader. And clearly you're a leader that's committed to your alma mater.
Yeah, I think, and we have a tremendous team. I think that's the other side of it. Like we have a great team that works well together. They understand their disciplines, and that gives me the opportunity to kind of shape the future, gives me an opportunity to get out and learn and understand what the community, what our alumni, what our students need, and be able to then put that together, and hopefully we'll do some amazing things with Morningside University on that front.
And we're going to talk about those amazing things after a short commercial break. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, the new president of Morningside University, Chad Benson. We'll be right back with Chad after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, president, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Delighted that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. A very special program today. I'm very excited to have Chad Benson. Chad's a graduate of Morningside College back in 1990. All these years later, he comes back as the president of now Morningside University, a student athlete back in the day, a football player who studied business, and after a professional career that saw success in a variety of industries, Chad was recruited to come back and serve as the interim president of Morningside University. And after doing an exceptional job for a period of time, the board of directors said, Chad, we really want to talk to you about removing that interim label. How do you feel about that? And was that a surprise to you?
I guess yes, in some ways. I think, you know, when I took this on, we had about ready to announce the St. Luke's acquisition, which I had some experience in, and we were doing a complete ERP system.
Now, this
system.
Is the nursing program.
That's the nursing program at St. Luke's, right, so with Unity Point. And also, we were converting our entire campus ERP. So technology, for me, was a good background. So
ERP, for those who do not know.
Enterprise Risk Management System. So kind of your entire software system that runs your organization. So, like, those two things for me were
monumental.
Things I was pretty good at, and they're big things for the university, right? They're really big risk exposure, and we had to get them right. So, like, to get started on that, it made sense. I think there was always a little bit of, hey, would you do this full time? And I really had no intentions of doing that. Honestly, as I went through the process, Lisa and I, my wife, she really encouraged me to lean in and do this. She was highly impactful, along with a couple community members, to really do the interim thing. As I got into this process, I really did start to fall in love with this idea that, you know, you have 1,150, 1,200 full-time students and so forth. Great faculty, great staff across. It was a great experience for me.
That's a great fit for a family with roots in Northwest Iowa. You mentioned your wife. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, so Lisa and I grew up next door to each other.
Knowing
each other all
literally,
our lives.
Literally, she's your next door neighbor.
She was my next door neighbor for pretty much most of our lives.
And so, did you go to grade school and high school together?
Yes.
Classmates, graduated the same year.
She was a year ahead of me. But we would be in a lot of
so you,
classes. So
you grew up playing kick the can and ghost in the graveyard. This is a great story.
Yeah. So, you know, again, another connection, you know, Morningside, me going to Morningside probably makes that all happen, right? So she ends up leaving and going out of the state, and then comes to Sioux City.
Okay.
And then we ended up kind of getting together again and dated.
Were you in college or were you at Gateway when you started to date?
I was in college. Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't date growing up.
No. No. Yeah. So yeah, that was great. We have three great kids. They're grown. My oldest son is out in Colorado Springs, and he's married. Just had a new grandbaby, grandson. And
congratulations.
Yeah. So big step for us. That was our second. That was in January. A month before that, our daughter, who is in Denver, had our first grandson. So we had two new grandbabies back to back, and then my youngest son, Trevor, works for Tyson down in Arkansas. So everybody's grown, everybody's out of college, everybody's on their own. So yeah.
Well, a shout out to your family. And how did your wife receive the news that, hey, number one, they want me to move to Sioux City and take on this interim role, and hey, I think I like it.
Yeah, I think, you know, the more we were back and forth. So we would be, you know, she would be here quite a bit. I think we really enjoyed the social aspect of what we've been able to do with the university, whether that's on campus or off campus events, the involvement. We spent 15 years here in Sioux City. So 86 to 2000 is when we moved out to Capital One. Out to Richmond. So like we had a really big heart. Our kids were born here. We have always felt like Sioux City has been a big place in our, you know, in our lives. And so we have family back in this area. So I think the more time we spent here and together and with you know, the broader community of Morningside and Siouxland, the more we just fell in love with it.
Well, we clearly have a president with a passion for the institution, and we're grateful for that as a community. Let's talk about for a minute your vision for the institution. You are the beneficiary of the leadership of one John Reinders.
Yes.
And to give credit where credit is due, John Reinders came in to serve as the president. The role that you have today, served in it for about 20 years, was tackling a monumental effort at that time. To get the university kind of straightened out and back up on its feet. I've been through the campus recently. It's fantastic. Kudos to your groundskeeping and landscaping and to John Gleason and his team with Klinger for the signage and the walls and the entrance. They've just done a remarkable job.
It is a beautiful place. And you're right. John Reinders came in at a way different time and a set of circumstances that are quite different than I'm taking on, which, you know, is a testament to the work that he's done and the investment that the community, I stress this a lot, our community, our alumni have put a tremendous amount of investment to get it to that point. And so I think part of, you know, what we're now looking at is, and my vision is really about when you think about the experience that happens on the campus, right? From a student experience standpoint, that's where I'm really kind of dialing in. My interest in programming, how we serve the community, because that's how our biggest customer is the community of Siouxland and the region. We create an output of a set of skills that end up as teachers, they end up as nurses, they end up in the business community, they end up all over the place in the airline business, right, in agriculture. These are young students who are coming in, and our responsibility is to make sure the programming, the curriculum, everything we're putting in front of them is going to challenge them from an applied standpoint. It's going to prepare them to come out to into the workforce ready to go and ultimately be a very productive part. You know, our mission is about making a very productive, both civil and ethical leader in the world of the work they do. So, yeah, that's a big chunk of it. I think the other side of it is the next iteration of what our campus can and needs to look like to serve an ever-changing student type, whether that's the traditional undergrad student coming out of high school or a non-traditional student coming back, because that's a bit of what we inherited with St. Luke's from Unity Point in the nursing. We get a lot of non-traditional students who are coming back in their 20s and 30s, and this is a career changing move for them. So, you know, we're spending a lot of time looking at what that experience is from the early stages of when we market a student from their sophomore and junior year to when they get out and take a job, you know, their first job out of college.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, a Powell Broadcasting radio station. Our guest this morning, Chad Benson, the new president of Morningside University. Chad, academics are obviously a huge priority, but Morningside University has enjoyed tremendous success athletically over the last two decades. How important are the athletics to the academics?
Absolutely critically important. I think over time, and this was a transition that took place back in 2000, early 2000s, with respect to moving to the GPAC. We have 28 athletic sports at Morningside. We have roughly 720 students that participate in those. And I also want to give a big kudos to our performing arts, because, you know, Heath and that team have done absolutely a tremendous, I mean, we have one of the best performing arts schools in the region, and that's a testament. So these areas are extremely important to our university. The facilities are an area that we're going to focus on. We're behind relative to other GPAC schools, and we're going to put a tremendous amount of effort into that over the next 5 years. We're starting that with a campaign we're doing on a remodel of Alley Gymnasium, the inside box of Alley Gymnasium, which we're targeting as a fall of 27 to have that done. And then some envisioning around what we want to do for some of our field sports. So incredibly important. We have had a rich history of winning, and I totally expect our coaches and our athletes and our recruiting process to continue to facilitate that.
Chad, in the final minute that we have remaining this morning, you have the athletics, you have the arts, you have the academics. What's your elevator pitch for a young person who's in high school today thinking about Morningside University or other pursuits? Why would you encourage them to consider Morningside?
Yeah, I think there's three reasons. I think one is the idea that ambition. For every student that has the idea they want to go to school, the ambition of coming and getting a great education is first and foremost. Morningside is going to challenge you. They're going to give you the opportunity to grow, learn, and find your way. So I think the second thing is purpose. This is a great place. Not everybody shows up knowing what they want to do with their career. And Morningside is a great place to come and really find your purpose as it relates to your career and your future. We do a really good job with that. I think the third thing is going to be this whole idea of experience. Our ability to execute with respect to not only just an education, but to apply that in your journey, whether it's an internship, an externship, to really get you in a position when you come out that your career is not just getting started, but it's going to be accelerating.
If you'd like to learn more about Morningside University, you can visit them online or you can reach out to them by telephone. They can be found at morningside.edu. Chad Benson, 1990 graduate, 2026 president of Morningside University. Congratulations, and thank you for spending your Saturday morning with Grow Siouxland.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.